USDA officials say emergency funds dodged the worst-case scenario for food assistance programs if the government shuts down. But Congress needs to act quickly and do more in the next funding bill to fully fund WIC and provide certainty for women, infants, and children. The St. Louis Area Food Bank's Melanie Hager says if things are still shut down by the end of December, families would feel it.
We've really been trying to communicate with our partner agencies in our service territory that they could see an influx in people coming into their pantries and needing services.
Hager says it's important that people continue applying for benefits if they qualify. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Aaron Bonderson.